Coach, how did practice go today in your preparations for the second game against the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, we're not really in preparation for the Ravens. We spent today working specific situations that were in our install. We're still installing offensively and defensively, but we worked some situations that will come up in the game. We did some goal line backed up, red zone 2 minute. So those were the emphasis points today.
Can you talk about Sean? He was least dressed out today.
Yep, Sean was limited in his participation. We didn't want him to have any contact quite yet, but we wanted to get him back out and let him work through drills. And he will progress each day a little bit more. You know, what we're shooting for and our target is for him to be ready to go this weekend after the game, get him out and start practicing. So more than likely he will not participate in the game this weekend. I'd say it's very unlikely that he would participate.
What's your guess on Julio?
Well, we're anticipating Julio will, he's been full participation in the last two practices, barring anything that happens over the next 3 days, but he's been back as a full participant in practice as well.
How did OC handle the standing up in the preseason game?
Well, I think it very good. And again, I think a lot of that's overblown. Defensive ends in this league, whether you're playing a 4-3 or a 3-4, will stand up at times. And I thought that he did a very nice job. It's something that he's not done a whole lot of, but in our scheme, with the flexibility that we want to have and not identifying who's rushing and who's not, it gives us, an opportunity to work on our disguises.
What kind of offseason has Akeem Dent and Stephen Nichols had? What are you looking
for? Well, look for Akeem to take the next step in terms of being a three-down linebacker. That's the next progression for him, to be able to come in and play three downs. He didn't play much in our sub package except when we had injuries. We would like to see Stephen to continue to progress. He's been a guy that's played two of the last seasons as a three-down linebacker. So we've got a lot of flexibility. The linebacking crew, there's been a couple of young guys that have really shown up on the scene through OTAs and through this first preseason game that did some nice things. So it's going to be fun to watch them get more reps and get reps at different times in the game. It's oftentimes the first time out, they're playing in the third and fourth quarter of the ball game. We'd like to surely see these guys get an opportunity to compete against some of the frontline players that will be playing in October and November and September.